If your aircraft is equipped with an autopilot, great. It can be a big help when flying IFR. But there are certain dangers you need to know about when using an autopilot in areas of potential icing. The recommended practice for using an autopilot during cruise flight with anticipated icing conditions is to periodically disengage the autopilot and hand fly the aircraft. You're just trying to get a sense of aircraft control and if the autopilot system may be using excessive control inputs to counter the effects of an ice buildup. If in-flight icing is encountered, disengage the autopilot and hand fly the airplane because the autopilot may mask important cues relating to controls or systems. There's also the problem of controllability if the autopilot self-disconnects, which could lead to unusual attitudes. Here's another example of the potential hazards of using the autopilot when icing is possible. Let's say on initial climb out after takeoff with the autopilot engaged, you encounter icing conditions. In this situation, you can expect ice to accumulate on the underside of the wings due to the higher angle of attack. Any ice that accumulates may be out of your view and go undetected. With ice accumulations, landing approaches should be made with a minimum wing flap setting and with an added margin of airspeed. For suspected tailplane icing on approach, it's recommended you use partial or no flaps and no autopilot.